Running here and there, all around the square, saying, catch me if you can. He led them down the streets of town, right to the traffic cop. And he only paused a moment when he heard him holler, stop, for Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way. But he waved goodbye, saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, look at Frosty go. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, over the hills of snow.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, our guest, Dr. Dorothy B. Gandy, and I are discussing a number of things, and I appreciate you, Dr. Gandy, for helping us with the whole issue of helping ourselves become better people by doing little simple things that mean so much, like studying the Bible, praying, meditating, exercising, making all of this part of the lifestyle and not something that we do just once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, you know, but like I said, you don't always have to be in the same place. You're going to move to another place. That's an important thing. If you find yourself in the same place, then you need to do something about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's good that you mentioned that, because that's part of the fun of living, is growing, moving higher, and not staying in the same place all the time. That can get kind of monotonous after a while.
It really can. You don't want to eat the same things forever or go to the same places forever or see the same things forever. You just want to do things differently.
Yeah.
You know, that's the spice, variety. That's the spice of life.
Yes, yes, I do agree. Well, you have been doing a lot to help people on a number of fronts, including on the academic front. We mentioned Voorhees College, and that's where you are lending a lot of your professional services now. Would you share with us more in more detail what you do at Voorhees?
Well, actually, right now, I am the off-campus instructional coordinator for the Voorhees campus at the Augusta site. And what I do, I recruit students to come back to school and finish the education. I basically target the non-traditional student, and that is a student who is a working adult who, for some reason, like, for example, it could be one of the Virginia College students who started the education and the school, you know, for whatever reasons had to close its doors. Or these are students who started school maybe 15 or 20 years ago, and because of raising a family, they didn't continue going to school. Or they could be the student that, for you know, had financial problems at the time and couldn't finish. And they could be students who just say, I just got lazy and didn't finish. And now 20 years later, they want to come back and finish. And we call them the non-traditional students because they now have jobs. They have responsibilities. And so we offer our classes in the evenings instead of during the day. So all of our classes are offered between 6 o'clock and 10 o'clock. And like I said, you know, these students don't have to travel at a distance to go to school and finish their education. And so what I do, I'm recruiting these students and I'm motivating them. You know, you started this. Don't stop. Come back to school. Finish that education. I'm the motivator for them. You know, I tell them, once you come in and fill that application, I'm going to be by you 100% and make sure that you graduate. Mm. So this program has been underway at the Augusta campus for 3 semesters now. We are going now into about our 4th semester. And since it began, we've actually graduated 3 students. And we're getting ready to graduate 4 students in December. And so these students are excited. You know, I have one student in particular. He said, if I graduate, that's going to be the best thing that ever happened to me in my entire life. Mm. And so it just gives me great pleasure to see adults in their 30s and 40s and 50s, even 70s, who are coming back to school and finishing those degrees.
That's fascinating. And so you said finishing degrees, is this a situation wherein a person can start if they've never begun?
They can actually start, too. They can start. Yeah, we have students who would be coming for the very first time. As a matter of fact, a student that I just spoke about who said, this would be the greatest thing that ever happened to me, he never had college education or experience. And so I recruited him, and he said, this is something that I want to do, and I can do it. And so he is just so excited and so motivated.
That's awesome. And so whether a person wants to get started with that college education for the first time or they started and didn't finish.
Exactly.
Voorhees is an option.
Voorhees is the place to come.
That is awesome. And you said that is the academic program in Augusta is located at Tabernacle?
No, at Beulah Grove.
At Beulah Grove.
At Beulah Grove Baptist Church, in the educational component of the building on the 3rd floor.
Third floor, the educational component of the building. Third floor, educational component. Okay, so for the person who's sick, just in case someone is not able to be with us at the very end of our conversation today, what are some of the things they need to keep in mind when it comes to enrolling and registering?
Well, the first thing they want to do, they need to make the mind up, I'm ready to start school. It has to be a mindset. Like we said, a lifestyle change. They're ready to make a lifestyle change. I'm ready to come back to school, or I'm ready to start school. If that's the case, then the number that I gave, they will contact me. They can either email me or call. And my email address is D as in Dorothy, Gandy, that's G-A-N-D-Y, at voorhees.edu. And, of course, the telephone number, again, is 706-724-1086. Or you can call on my cell, which is 706-504-8913. You make that contact with me, I'm going to have you to complete an application. And once that application process has begun, then we're going to get you in school.
Excellent.
We have to, if you've gone to any other schools or colleges, we'll have to get those transcripts sent to us, and then we'll get those in admissions. And then some students might opt to pay out of pocket, and some may seek financial aid. And we have assistance through the whole process. And once that's done, then we're going to get you registered in classes.
I imagine that one of the questions some of the people listening are asking themselves, too, is if indeed I began this someplace else, I get my transcripts, have them sent to Voorhees. Is there a chance that maybe some of my credits from the other school will transfer to Voorhees?
Absolutely. That's why we're having you to get us those transcripts. We're going to do an audit. And once we did an audit, we have a certain amount of classes that can transfer into Voorhees, and you are closer to graduation.
Awesome.
We have found some students who came back, and we realized you only need about 5 classes, and you could be graduating. You know, a lot of them started at Voorhees itself and didn't finish, and then they left Voorhees and maybe went to a couple of other colleges. So with what they took at Voorhees, in addition to the courses they transferred in, they were very close to graduation.
That's awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, again, telephone number and email address to Dr. Gandy are?
dgandy at voorhees.edu. Telephone number 706-504-8913 or 706-724-1086, extension 14.
And we'll be right back.
The snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. For when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Oh, Frosty, the snowman was alive as he could be. And the children say he could laugh.